I'm Little Freddy Kane, the old blues player from New Orleans. You are listening to A Lister Negro.
Esta é a sintonía do blues en Radio Galega Música, a fanfarria que abre de par en par as portas da música máis honesta que existe. Benvido, se nos escoitas pola FM, pola web da CRTVG, pola plataforma podcast e tamén se es dos que habitan iVoox ou Spotify. Este é o noso territorio común, un espazo que damos en chamar a Lista Negra. O noso protagonista de hoxe, considerado o pai da armónica moderna no blues, foi un dos maiores impulsores do xénero no período de entreguerras do século pasado, un dos músicos que máis grabacións realizou, moitas delas de éxito, nos anos 30 e 40. Literalmente tocou en centos de discos. Damas e pendencieiros, hoxe escribe o seu nome na lista negra, Sonny Boy Williamson.
A Lista Negra, Radio Galega Música.
I'm getting wrong with my little machine. Oh yeah. So I'm getting wrong with my little machine. Now she got a standard carburetor. My baby been burning bad gasoline. To do like this, I'm gonna fly up on the mountain top. Lord, and I don't find my baby, and ain't no telling where I stop. Because, oh yeah, something getting wrong with my little machine. Now she got a standard carburetor, all with my baby burning bad gasoline. What to do? You know I don't wanna hurt your feeling, baby. Even getting mad with you, but I tell you, oh yeah, something getting wrong with my little machine. Now you gotta start a carburetor, oh, but you've been burning bad gasoline. Now play it for me, y'all know how I feel. Play. So sweet, but you just won't be true. But oh yeah, something wrong with my little machine. Now she've got a standard carburetor, oh, but my baby been burning bad gasoline.
O primeiro que temos que aclarar é de quen che vou falar hoxe, porque non houbo un único Sonny Boy Williamson, senón dous, nados na mesma época e ambos armonicistas e cantantes excepcionais, tanto como para que cada un deles mereza o seu propio episodio na lista negra. Aínda hoxe hai quen os confunde, dado que boa parte das súas respectivas discografías están asinadas co mesmo nome. Só a partir dun determinado momento, un dos dous se viu na obriga de se presentar como Sonny Boy Williamson II. Curiosamente era o máis bello dos dous, pero tamén o que usurpou a identidade do seu colega sen o menor rastro de escrúpulos. Ben, aclaradas as cousas, ou cando menos introducidos, nesta apaixoante páxina da historia do blues escrita a dúas voces e catro mans, deixemos claro que a quen hoxe vas escoitar é o Sonny Boy original, ou como aparece nos libros, a Sonny Boy Williamson primeiro.
Round in my den. Night I'm that walking ground home. Mom and I walked around in my den. Night if I come out and see my shadow, John, I believe I'll go back in. Night I want some feeding, mama, so I can hear a high sound. If you don't feed me, baby, I believe I'll go back in the ground. Because I'm that walking ground home. Mom and I walks around in my den. Now if I come out and see my shadow, you say you don't love me, I believe I'll go back in. Night, I wanna hear some swing music. I wanna hear a fat wallet sound. Now if I start to jitterbuggin', I forget my hole down in the ground. Because I'm that walking ground hole. Man, and I walks around in my den. Now if I come out and see my shadow, my mama don't love me, I believe I'll go back in. John, you know what I mean. Ah, oh, you know I'm a wobble petting, baby, if you know what I mean. Now if you don't pet me, baby, I believe I go back down in New Orleans. Because I'm that walking ground home. Night I walks around in my den. Now if I come out and see my shadow, my mama don't love me. Yeah, and I believe I'll go back in.
John Lee Curtis Williamson, fillo de Nancy Atlee e Rafe Williamson, naceu o 30 de marzo de 1914 preto de Jackson, a capital do condado de Madison, no estado de Tennessee. Alí pasou a súa infancia, da que pouco se sabe. Aos 16 anos tomou a decisión de intentar facer carreira na música. Foi xa daquela cando adoptou o nome artístico de Sonny Boy, en alusión á súa curta idade. Marchou de Jackson e seguiu o río Mississippi en dirección norte. Na súa escasa equipaxe levaba o instrumento o que dedicaría a súa vida, moito máis pequeno, lixeiro e manexable que unha guitarra, e non digamos xa que un piano. Unha harmónica diatónica de 10 buratos que súa nai lle regalara 3 anos antes polo Nadal, un dos sons máis característicos do blues.
Why tell me, baby, what you want me to do? Teenage mama, great God, my nun, tell me, baby, what you want me to do? Do I have to be a little dog just to try to get along with you? Why not when my baby left me, didn't have on no shoes, Lord, mama, great God, my nun, when my baby left me, I didn't have on no shoes. Well, you know, my baby left me, I really had the blues. Well, I was fine, well, I ain't got no more to say. Well, Lord, mama, great God, my button fine, well, ain't got no more. That Mr. So-and-so take me, keep, I'm gonna let you have your way.
A lista negra con Eduardo Herrero.
Sonny Boy Williamson foi un músico completamente autodidacta. Aprendeu a dominar a harmónica a base de tocar e tocar sobre as cancións que escoitaba pola radio, imitando as habilidades do seu veciño Hammy Nixon, algúns anos máis vello, ou do veterano Noah Lewis, daquela unha figura prominente na escena de Memphis. Aínda na súa adolescencia, Sonny Boy formou parte dun cuarteto gospel chamado The Four Lamb Jubilee. Algo máis tarde, acompañou os bluesmen Jane Rachel e Sleepy John Estes en múltiples actuacións en Tennessee e tamén Arkansas.
Down the line, and I can hear my black name ringing all up and down the line. Now, I don't believe you love me. Why would I believe? I'm just driving away my time. Well, I had this blues before sunrise, with tears standing in my eyes. I had the blues before sunrise, oh, tears standing in my eyes. Now that make me have such a funny feeling. Man of feeling, I do despise. Now last night I was laying down dreaming. You know that I was dreaming all to myself. Now last night I was laying down dreaming. You know that I was dreaming all to myself. And I was just thinking my woman didn't love me. I hope she ain't in love with nobody else. Oh, you know I'm going back down in the country. You know, you're down. If I go back down in Alabama somewhere, you know.
Os Aos 20 anos, Sonny Boy Williamson estableceuse por fin en Chicago. O seu estilo inicial, ligado ao country blues, máis rural e primitivo, foi evolucionando cara a outro moito máis urbano e sofisticado. Un amigo seu dixo unha vez que era quen de sacar da súa boca o son de toda unha manada de cans de caza. Sonny Boy foi o primeiro artista en reivindicar con éxito as posibilidades da armónica como instrumento solista, e non como mero acompañamento en segundo plano. En 1937 fichou pola discográfica Bluebird Records, filial da potente RRC Victor, e converteu a súa primeira grabación profesional nun estándar inmortal revisitado durante décadas por dúcias de compañeiros de profesión, un clásico que levaba por título «Bos días, pequena colexiala, good morning». Little school girl.
Go home with you. Now you can tell your mother and your father that Sonny Boy's a little schoolboy. I woke up this morning. Lord, I couldn't make me known. Lord, I couldn't make me known. Why that I didn't have no blues, woman, but I was all messed up in mind. Now you be my baby, come on and be my baby. I'll buy you a diamond, I'll buy you a diamond ring. Well, if you don't be my little woman, and I won't buy you a doggone thing. I'm gonna buy me an airplane. I'm gonna buy me an airplane. I'm gonna fly all over this land. I'm gonna fly all over this land. Oh. Don't find the one that I'm loving, and I ain't going to let my airplane. I don't know Harlem. Baby, wasn't this woman. Well, that I don't want to never hurt your feelings or either getting mad.
A zona de Sonny Boy non tardou en estenderse máis aló de Chicago. Converteuse no sinónimo da armónica de blues tanto nos estados do sur como en todo o cinturón industrial dos Grandes Lagos, en cidades como Cleveland ou Detroit. En 1937, o mesmo ano da súa estrea discográfica, casou con Lacey Bell Davidson. O segundo gran éxito de Williamson data tamén daquela primeira sesión de grabación para Bluebird Records. Converteuse noutro clásico do xénero titulado Sugar Mama's Blues.
Sugar mama, please come back to me. Sugar mama, please come back to me. Bring me my graduated sugar, sugar mama and try to ease my misery. You've got this new grade of sugar, sugar mama, and you done made me love you too. You've got this new grade of sugar, sugar mama, and you done made me love you too. You've got this graduated sugar, sugar mama, ain't nobody else got but you. They've been bragging about your sugar, sugar mama been bragging all over town. They've been bragging about your sugar, sugar mama bragging all over town. Now the bootleggers want you to sell them enough to make whiskey, but you won't sell them but about 4 or 5 pounds. I'm crazy about my tea tonight. I like my coffee sweet in the morning. You know and I'm crazy about my tea tonight. Don't get my sugar 3 times a day. Oh Lord, and I don't feel right.
Estás escoitando A Lista Negra.
Sonny Boy conectaba sobre todo con aquela xente que, como a él, deixara atrás os estados deprimidos do sur en busca das oportunidades que ofrecían as cidades, pero ao mesmo tempo buscaba na música un rastro afectivo coas súas raíces. Ao tempo que se labraba un nome de prestixio como solista, Williamson puxo o seu talento tamén ao servizo de outros artistas que o requerían. Bluesmen de primeiro nivel como a Tampa Red, Big Joe Williams ou Robert Nighthawk, sempre baixo a batuta de Lester Melrose, o produtor e cerebro executivo detrás de Bluebird Records. Do mesmo xeito, nos singles de Sonny Boy colaboraban tamén as outras figuras que estaban en nómina da súa discográfica.
He was a woman. She was nice, loving, kind to me in every way. He was a woman. She was nice, loving, kind to me in every way. Lord, but she died and left me, and so I have the blues on every decoration day. Lord, as I was standing around her bed, these are the last words my baby had to say. Lord, I was standing around her bed, these are the last words my baby had to say. She said, Sonny Boy, won't you bring me some flowers on every decoration day? So sorry, sir, leave me. I just hate to see my Lord take away me. So sorry, sir, leave me. I just hate to see my Lord take away me. Now that the reason you hear me sing the blues, I sang them on every decoration day. Thank you.
Ain't we having a good time now? Mister, just like the flower that comes in May. Ain't we having a good time now? Just like the flower that comes in May. Now, but I'll always remember. I won't never forget Decoration Day.
Nos anos seguintes, mentre o mundo afrontaba unha nova guerra global en que os Estados Unidos intentaron evitar tomar parte ata que non lles quedou outra, Sonny Boy Williamson seguiu fabricando clásicos como a Decoration Day Blues, Tell Me Baby ou My Little Machine. En 1941, acompañado polo pianista Blind John Davis e o baixista Ransom Nolan, Sonny Boy rexistrou Sloopy Drunk Blues, un tema que máis dunha década despois volvería a gravar Jimmy Rogers, sólido guitarrista cuxa carreira acabou ligada sobre todo a Muddy Waters. Rogers era un pouco máis que un neno cando chegou a Chicago procedente de Mississippi e comezou a colaborar con Sonny Boy Williamson. Non tomou parte na grabación orixinal de Sloopy Drunk Blues, pero quedou fascinado por ela e de xustiza recoñecer que a súa foi despois a versión definitiva. Aquí tes a orixinal de Sonny Boy.
The beats I've been drunk than anything I know. You know I'd rather be stopped drunk than anything I know. You know in another half a pint, woman, and you will see me go. Now my gal, she done quit me for somebody else. Now my girl, she done quit me for somebody else. Now I'm sloppy drunk again, woman, sleeping all by myself. Now I would rather be sloppy drunk sipping in the can. You know I would rather be sloppy drunk, woman, sitting in the can. Now to be out in the street running from the man. Because bring me another half a pint. Now I believe I'm getting drunk, babe, I'm gonna ring this gun. Now and I love my moonshine whiskey, I tell thee what I do. Now and I love my moonshine whiskey, tell thee. Now, nah, but I drank some more whiskey to get along with you. Now nah, I'm on drink while I'm up, baby, and drink until I fall. Now nah, I'm gonna drink while I'm up, woman, drink until I fall. Now, if you want me to stop drinking whiskey, you ain't talking about nothing at all.
Máis aló do seu talento extraordinario no manexo da harmónica, Sonny Boy Williamson foi un cantante notable e un excelente escritor de cancións. El foi o primeiro en alternar versos e breves frases case ráfagas co instrumento. Ese recurso de chamar e responderse a si mesmo, de poñelo contrapunto á voz, soprando e aspirando nos buratos da harmónica, converteuse nun dos rasgos máis característicos do seu estilo.
Around, boys, we've all got to go. I want you to gather around, boys, we all have got to go. Now it ain't no use to you to worry, and it won't see your face no more. Now you got to wear a uniform, man, you got to be in style. Now you got to wear the Sam's uniform so you can be in style. Now you got to walk straight and toe the rival on the Sam wanting you to use your wild. Turn away, kid boy.
Eduardo Herrero.
A de Sonny Boy Williamson foi unha carreira intensa pero curta, interrompida de maneira abrupta por unha traxedia da que che falarei un pouco máis adiante. Entre 1937 e 1947 gravou máis de 120 singles, sempre ao auspicio do seu contrato con Bluebird Records. Iso nos dá unha media de 12 temas ao ano, é dicir, un LP cada 12 meses durante toda unha década. Uns números abraiantes. El mesmo compuxo ademais a meirande parte do seu legado sonoro, pero Williamson tamén demostrou ser un intérprete máis que competente de temas alleos. E un dos mellores exemplos neste sentido foi o seu achegamento en 1945 ao clásico de Robert Johnson Stop Breaking Down, que xa escoitamos no episodio da Lista Negra dedicado ao mítico guitarrista de Mississippi. O arranxo de Sonny Boy, que che vou poñer de seguido, en que a voz e a harmónica do noso home contan co apoio de outros dous grandes instrumentistas, Tampa Red coa guitarra e Big Maceo Merriweather ao piano, inspirou a versión que os Rolling Stones gravarían xa a comezos dos anos 70 pro seu célebre álbum Exile on Main Street. Down. I don't believe you really, really love me.
I think you just like the way my music sounds. Now I'm gonna tell you something, baby. My baby, that you really, really can't do. I know you can't love me, baby. You're gonna try and love some other man too, but stop breaking down. Baby, please stop breaking down. I don't believe you really, really love me. I think you just like the way my music sounds. Now I'm gonna tell you something else, baby. I know you ain't going to like. But when I quit you this time, baby, you know I ain't gonna never take you back. But stop breaking down. Baby, please stop breaking down. I don't believe you really, really love me. I think you just like the way my music sounds. Because you told me so, and I don't care what people say about you, I love you, or even where you go, but you must stop breaking down now. Baby, please stop breaking down now. I don't believe you really, really love me. I think you just like the way my music sounds.
Durante bastantes anos, cada vez que tiña que gravar un novo single, Sonny Boy Williamson percorría as 40 millas que separan Chicago de Aurora, onde Bluebird Records tiña a súa base de operacións na Torre Leland, un hotel en cuxa última planta había unha sala chamada o Sky Club. Desde ela se retransmitían habitualmente actuacións en directo de distintas big bands nunha emisora de radio local. Nas horas libres deses compromisos, o club convertíase no estudio de grabación de Bluebird. Neste Mellow Chick Swing, Sonny Boy estivo arroupado por dous talentos irrepetibles, Big Bill Brunsey na guitarra e Willie Dixon ao baixo.
She kind of fine. She changed my mind. I want some wine and take her time. I know you is kind of slick, but I'm hipper to this mellow chick. Sit down and think. I can't get a drink. Let her have her way. She know what to say. I know she is kind of slick, but I'm hipper to this mellow chick. I got away, been blowing gauge, don't know what to say, can't have my way. I know she's kind of slick, but I'm hipper to the little melody. All right, John. Get my clothes. You done put my doors. Say you didn't want me no more. You love me to so and so. I know you's kind of slick, but I've got a hip to this melody. I don't know when,
come back to your house again. Give me my change, running around with this man. I know you ain't kind of slick, but I've got a hip or two, this metal chick. I got it myself, John.
Non se fixo rico coa música, por suposto. Ningún bluesman da época gozaba dese status. En realidade, case ningún artista de raza negra. Pero Sonny Boy Williamson si fixera realidade os seus soños de xuventude. Gañaba a vida cantando e tocando. Máis aínda, converterase nun artista de éxito, nun referente. Na madrugada do 1 de xuño de 1948, mentres camiñaba por Gills Avenue, no South Side de Chicago, despois dunha actuación no Plantation Club, situado apenas a 200 metros da súa casa, Sonny Boy foi vítima dun atraco a man armada. Un violento golpe na cabeza acabou coa súa vida aos 34 anos de idade, xusto cando unha das súas máis recentes grabacións, Shake That Boogie, acadara o éxito nas listas de Rhythm and Blues a escala nacional. Contan que as súas últimas palabras antes de morrer foron: «Señor, ten piedade».
Never came home until the break of dawn. Come on, shake your boogie. Oh, shake your boogie. Come on, shake your boogie, because your boogie's all right with me. I'm going to buy me a dog, gonna wire his nose. I'll even kill a man about my jelly roll. But come on, shake your boogie. Oh, shake your boogie. Come on, shake your boogie, because your boogie's all right with me. All right, John. See what you done. You're taking my money, you got me on the bum. Come on, shake your boogie. Oh, shake your boogie. Come on and shake your boogie, because your boogie's all right with me. You know me and my baby don't do nothing but fuss and fight. I said, look here, baby, things ain't going on right. But come on, shake your boogie. Oh, shake your boogie. Come on and shake your boogie, you know your boogie's all right with me. All right, take it away, ladies. I don't need no steam heating by my bed. The little girl I got keeping cherry red. But come on, shake your boogie. Oh, shake your boogie. Come on and shake your boogie, because your boogie's all right with me. Well, John, I gotta do this time myself.
Isto é a Lista Negra.
A súa morte, o corpo de Sonny Boy Williamson foi trasladado desde Chicago ata o seu condado natal de Madison, en Tennessee, cumprindo o desexo que el mesmo expresara na letra dunha das súas cancións, I want my body to be buried in Jackson, quero que o meu corpo sexa soterrado en Jackson. Os restos de Sonny Boy recibiron sepultura no cemiterio de Blair Chapel nunha cerimonia íntima e discreta. Pouco despois, o seu nome volveu soar con forza nas listas cun éxito póstumo que anos despois sería adaptado con destreza por Junior Wells, outro armonicista privilexiado. O tema levaba por título Better Cut That Out.
Thank you. Now when you see a drunk man, it makes you mad. When you get drunk, you look just as bad. You better cut that out. Yeah, you better cut that out. You better cut that out, boy, before it be too late. And I know when you get high, you know that you'll get worse. When you get drunk, you throw a rock in a hood. You better cut that out. Yeah, you better cut that out. You better cut that out, boy, before it be too late. On your knees, you know you may treat a friend. The next thing you know, you'll be wondering why you've been. You better cut that out. Yeah, you better cut that out. You better cut that out, boy, before it be too late. You went downtown, you say you didn't go to stay long. The next time I saw you was in another man's arm. You better cut that out. Yeah, you better cut that out. You better cut that out, boy, before it be too late. Say you get high because you're feeling blue, and you better cut that out. Yeah, you better cut that out. Why, you better cut that out, boy, before it be too late.
John Lee Hooker, Howlin' Wolf, Muddy Waters, os bluesmen máis importantes de todos os tempos, os máis carismáticos, gravaron os temas de Sonny Boy Williamson para honrar a súa memoria. Pero tamén grandes estrelas do rock, como a Rod Stewart, Van Morrison ou The Grateful Dead, mantiveron vivo o seu legado nestas últimas décadas. Mas se a influencia foi enorme con carácter xeral, imagina en que medida marcou aqueles instrumentistas consagrados á armónica que viñeron detrás del. Desde Little Walter, quizáis o único que chegou a superalo, a Sonny Boy Williamson II, o home que usurpou a súa identidade e creou unha enorme confusión no seu día ao asinar os seus discos con mesmo nome artístico, pasando polo antes mencionado Junior Wells ou calquera dos grandes dominadores brancos do instrumento, con Charlie Musselwhite e Paul Butterfield á cabeza.
Come 18 years old, begin to think she's grown. You can't never catch that kind of little girl at home. Have to go to see her early in the morning, baby, by the break of day. Now you ought to see me hug the pillow, or why my baby used to lay me. I've got a little girl, her name is Miss Mary Ann. If I can't come to see you in the evening, baby, please tell me when I can. You tell me to come early in the morning, baby, about the break of day. Now you ought to see me hug the pillow, oh, why my baby used to lay me. Thank you.
said, look at your baby, you really got too many men. I can never come to see you, even I come to see you when I can. You tell me to come early in the morning, baby, by the break of day. Now y'all to see me hug the pillow, or where my baby used to lay. Now I found out, baby, seem like you don't want me no more. And every time I come to your house, you don't even want me around your door. And you tell me to come to see you early in the morning, baby, by the break of day. Now y'all have seen me hug the pillow, or where my baby used to lay.
O 1 de xuño de 1990, 52 anos exactos despois da súa morte, e no transcurso dunha xornada de homenaxe a Sonny Boy Williamson, erixiuse un monolito de granito rosado pagado a medias por admiradores anónimos e o selo RCA, matriz de Bluebird, a discográfica a que Williamson se mantivo fiel ata a súa tráxica morte. Ese mesmo día tamén se descubriu ao pé da autoestrada 18 unha placa que marca o seu lugar de nacemento e ao mesmo tempo pon de manifesto a súa relevancia histórica no estado de Tennessee en a evolución da música blues.
Now when I left out of Jackson, my baby was standing in her door. Now when I left out of Jackson, I rode that M&O. Now my baby likes the Chevrolet, but I believe I buy a V8-4. She say, is he too fast to try to hold in the road? While I'm going back to Jackson, good old Jackson, Tennessee, I can't do no good up him. I've gotten the jeans on me. Yon come my baby, I can tell by the way she walks. I wouldn't know her so well, but I can tell by the way she talks. Now tell me, baby, sweet, now what you want me to do? Think that I can love you and be your little dog. Well, mother told me my father, he sat down and cried. She said, you too young a man, son, to have them many women your side.
Galegos na lista negra.
Hola, son Cris do grupo Virtual Project a Coruña. Presentamos vos este clásico de Jimmy Rogers popularizado nos anos 90 por Gary Moore, Walking by Myself. Mandamos vos un gran saúdo a toda a audiencia do programa A Lista Negra e o agradecemento de todo o Virtual Project a Eduardo Herrero e o seu equipo por invitarnos a participar no programa. Unha grande aperta e longa vida á música.
You know I love you. You know it's true. Give you all my love, baby. One more than I do.
Virtual Project, blues feito en Galicia para despedir a lista negra por esta semana. Síguenos en Facebook ou Instagram e fainos saber se queres que o teu proxecto soe tamén neste programa. Recupera este ou calquera dos episodios anteriores en radiogalegapodcast.gal, iVoox ou Spotify. Eu son Eduardo Herrero e non has tardar en volver saber de min, porque cando xa non quede nada, o blues seguirá aí.